KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 39. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Friday, February 9th. News brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Sunshine today, looking for a high about 63 before the cold weather comes in tonight. And we'll be lucky to get above freezing for both Saturday and Sunday. A huge jump for consumer spending in Grady County. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the communities served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
Last November saw the best month for consumer spending in Grady County in more than 2 years. Based on the most recent sales tax collection numbers, it's estimated that $100 million was spent on taxable goods and services at retail outlets in the region that month. That's an increase of more than 26% from October and more than 77% over the previous November. Grady County sales tax revenue for January, which reflects the retail trade from last November, was about $750,000. And here's how that money is distributed. Grady County Fairgrounds getting nearly $250,000. Grady Memorial Hospital, $221,000. Each of the county's seven senior nutrition centers collects nearly $18,000. And each of the 20 fire districts getting $6,200. Tuttle Emergency Medical Services getting $23,000. Rush Springs EMS getting $5,700. Now, Grady County use tax collections paid on internet purchases also up dramatically in the most recent period, up to $161,000. That's up from $37,000 in January of 2017. Now, for the city of Chickasha, consumer spending last November was about $25 million, up about 5.7% from the same period the year before. City sales tax revenue was $930,000. Chickasha's use tax collection, though, was down in January about 17.5% to about $56,000. A bipartisan plan calling for reforms in state government clears its first hurdle at the state capitol. The Step Up Oklahoma plan calls for a combination of reforms and tax hikes that supporters say would eliminate abuse and waste of state funds and end the boom and bust cycle of state government. Among the supporters, David Griffin, who is president and chief executive officer of Griffin Communications.
You had Republicans, Democrats, urban, rural, and Oklahoma City and Tulsa all in a room saying, okay, what can we do to fix this problem and achieve these objectives?
Yesterday, the measure passed by the State House of Representatives. It now goes to the Senate for consideration. The plan will need 75% approval from both the House and Senate, as well as the governor's approval before it could be implemented. More cool news coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
Dozens of people already in line this morning for free dental services that are available today. The 11th annual Dentistry from the Heart campaign about to start at the 29th Street Dental Clinic. Some brave the elements and even camped out overnight to be among the first in line this morning. Every year, the clinic serves more than 200 patients who take advantage of the free services. Patients can choose to either get their teeth cleaned, get a filling, or have a tooth pulled. Dentistry from the Heart getting it away at 7:30 this morning. It'll run until 4 o'clock this afternoon at Dr. John Phillips Clinic. Again, that's at 29th and Grand. Time to hear about some of the outstanding work going on by someone within Chickasha Public Schools. Our Dennis Lynam has his weekly feature.
Our Chickasha Schools Academic Person of the Week is fourth grade Grand Elementary first year instructor Tara Beavers. Tara is also Grand's instructional leader for February and graduated from USAO. Principal Cindy Stone says Tara is
always looking for ways to improve instructional delivery and her students being able to work together. She challenged her class many ways to work cooperatively, and we're very excited to have Mrs. Beavers at our school.
Tara is truly loved by our students and guides our children to be better persons. When you see Tara Beavers today, congratulate her for being selected as Chickasha School's Academic Person of the Week.
Thanks, Dennis, and you can see a photograph of Tara on our Facebook page and on our website. There have been a few personnel changes at Chickasha City Hall. Susan McDaniel has been promoted to city clerk and now serves as a department leader. She spent the last couple of years as assistant to the city manager. Taking over for McDaniel is Andrea Pinkerton as the new assistant to the city manager. Pinkerton from Duncan. She spent a couple of years as assistant to the city clerk there for the city of Duncan. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $61.65 a barrel. London-based Brent crude down to $64.81. Natural gas down a fraction to $2.69 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,316. Silver, $16.32. Our weather forecast calling for sunshine today, high in the low to mid-60s. Right now, it's fair and 39. You can get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha, and Tuttle.
In sports, the Chickasha High School basketball team's heading to Washington this afternoon for their crossover games in the Canadian Valley Conference play. The Lady Chicks will play Bridge Creek at 4 o'clock. The Fighting Chicks to play Lindsay about 5:30. We'll broadcast both games on our sister station 106.1 The Ranch today with Josh Calloway covering the games. The playoffs have arrived for Class A and B high school basketball teams. Alec heading out to Arapahoe this evening. The girls will play Arapahoe. The boys will play Tipton tonight. Verdon going to Union City. Verdon girls will play Union City while the boys will play Fletcher. At Binger Oney tonight, Binger Oney will play Sterling boys and girls. Fort Cobb-Broxton hosting a district. Fort Cobb-Broxton team's getting a first-round bye. Waurika and Ringling will face off there tonight. Sorrel boys and girls have first-round byes in the district tournament at Maysville. Those are all Class A schools. Now for Class B at Lokiba Sickles this evening. Cement and Gracemont boys and girls both play this evening. The winners both play Lokiba Sickles tomorrow. And at Mountain View Goatee Bow tonight, Paola and Big Pasture girls play. The winner to play Mountain View Goatee Bow tomorrow. For boys tonight, Mountain View Goatee Bow versus Paola. The winner going against Big Pasture tomorrow. USAO basketball team scored conference wins over Bay Cone last night. The 7th-ranked Drover men earned an 85-76 win, led by Brandon Scott's 19 points. Greg Smith added 16. The Drovers did struggle from the three-point line again last night, hitting only 10 of 37 attempts for 27%. But the win keeps USAO in third place in the Sooner Athletic Conference standings. The USAO women won their 7th straight game, a 76-60 win. Lady Drovers outscored Bay Cone 14-2 in the first quarter. Sooner Athletic Conference Player of the Week, Darian Hill, led 4 players in double figures for USAO with 18. The women remain tied for first place in the conference standings with Oklahoma City University. USAO baseball team with its home openers today. The 11th-ranked Drovers hosting the University of St. Mary of Overland Park, Kansas, out at Bill Smith Ballpark today. And the USAO softball team scheduled to have its season and home opener tomorrow with Tabor College, weather conditions permitting. The Oklahoma City Thunder losing to the LA Lakers out at the Staples Center last night, 106-81. The Thunder without Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony, both of whom were out with ankle injuries. Paul George had a game-high 29 for the Thunder. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust.